13.24 भगवद्गीता, य एवं वेत्ति पुरुषं प्रकृतिं च गुणैः सह सर्वथा वर्तमानोऽपि न स भूयो विजायते। सो कृष्णा इज नाउ समराइजिंग हिज डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द प्रकृति एंड पुरुष, इट स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम द वर्स 20 टिल 23, एंड ही says that ya evam vetti, one who knows thus purusha praktim cha gunais, one who knows purusha and prakriti along with the gunas, sarvatha vartamanopi, is always situated in such a way, nasa bhuyo abhijayate, situated in such a way that one will not take birth again in this material world, nasa bhuyo, again one will not be reborn, abhijayate. This is quite a strong proclamation. Krishna is saying that the knowledge of Purusha and Prakriti will lead to liberation. Ultimately, the purpose of Sankhya, which analyzes material nature into Purusha and Prakriti, that also is disentanglement. The purpose of Sankhya is to liberate us from material existence. And how we become liberated is by recognizing that we ourselves are not matter, that we are different from matter, and therefore we should seek our pleasure in something beyond matter. And thus we disengage our consciousness, disentangle our consciousness from matter and invest it in non-material reality. Now what that non-material reality is not really very clearly or exhaustively talked about in Sankhya. Its focus is more on analyzing material nature and understanding how we are not that material nature. Bhakti Yoga tells us who that non-material reality is in whom we can invest our consciousness fruitfully. And it states that actually we at our core are spiritual beings, are souls, and as souls, we are meant to move towards Krishna with steady joy. So this analysis of Sankhya is done with a theistic context. Krishna started this section in 13.19 when he finished, that is a transitional verse, that madbhakta etad vijnaya madbhava yopapaddite. Krishna says that it is my devotee who understands these things and can attain my nature. So my nature, Krishna nature, is of course spiritual nature. And in a sense, the same thing is talked about over here. The material nature is the nature of birth and in the nature where birth and death takes place. The spiritual nature is the place where birth and death don't take place. So sarvatha vartamanopi nasa bhuyo bhijayate. Right? Always being situated in thus, in the knowledge of Purusha and Prakriti, one will not take birth in material nature once again, will not be reborn. Now this assurance is quite similar to the assurances Krishna has given elsewhere when he talks about knowing him. For example, 4.9, he said that janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vetti tattvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so arjuna. So he says those who know him know his appearance and activities to be transcendental, to be divine, to be divya. They will not take birth in this world. Tiktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so arjuna. They will attain me. So if Krishna has said that, then what is this point in stating over here, right, by knowledge of Purusha and Prakriti one can attain him? The point is that ya evam vetti purusha prakritim cha gunai saha, one who understands Purusha and Prakriti properly along with the modes of material nature, that person will not take birth. Now if you see again, so it's same, but now is the knowledge different? So the result is the same, that by knowing Krishna one will attain, one will not take birth in this world, and by knowing about Purusha and Prakriti also one will not take birth in this world. So then is it that there are two different causes which will lead to the same effect? It's like, or are they talking about, are the causes also somehow similar? Now, there are various schools of philosophy which are there, and their purpose is liberation. Adhyatma gyan tattvam tattva gyanartha darshanam etat gyanam iti prokam agyanam yato anyatha. Krishna has said in 13.12 that adhyatma gyan tattvam, that actually it is the spiritual nature, it is to understand tattva gyanartha darshanam. That darshanam, philosophy should be done to actually get tattva gyan, to get knowledge of ultimate reality. And ultimate reality centers on understanding that actually this world is temporary and miserable, and we should attain some other world beyond this, which is eternal. So whether it is bhakti or whether it is sankhya, the ultimate purpose is liberation. And in form, sankhya and bhakti seem different, but in purpose they are similar. Krishna has talked about this ultimate, the similarity of the ultimate goals when he talks about in the 5th chapter, sankhya yoga prathak bala pravadanti na panditha ekamapyastita samyag ubhayorvindate phalam. He stated that sankhya yoga prathak balaha, right? There are some people who consider sankhya and yoga to be separate, but actually they are not separate, they are similar. They are actually one and the same in terms of their ultimate purpose. Yat sankhya prapyate sthanam tad yogairapi gamyate ekam sankhyam cha yogam cha yah pashyati sa pashyati. One who sees that whatever is attained by sankhya, that is also attained by yoga. Such a person is perfect. Such a person is actually the seer. Yah pashyati sa pashyati. Those who don't see this, they are not actually seeing, even if they see. So, here Krishna is talking about, we could say, Sankhya. And he is saying that by knowing Purusha and Prakriti properly, we will attain liberation. So, now in the Upanishads it is said that Tameva Midvan Atimutyumeti Nanya Pantha Vidyate Naya. That it is by knowing that absolute truth that one can attain liberation. Tameva Vidvan Atimutyumeti. By knowing him, one can attain liberation. Without knowing him, one cannot attain liberation. Nanya pantha vidyate ayanaya. There is no other path to liberation. So here, Krishna is talking about the process by which one can attain liberation. If you consider the way he has explained Purusha and Prakriti, here, and as he has explained it overall in the Gita, especially in the 7th chapter, where Purusha and Prakriti, Krishna is talked about as the both material and spiritual natures are coming for his Prakriti, the Purusha, the Atma, and the Prakriti, the material nature, made of 8 elements, all this is his Prakriti. So when we understand it in this context, then we actually know Krishna also. Because we understand that Purusha and Prakriti are energies of the Supreme Purushottama. And thus, to know Purusha and Prakriti properly is to know, means to know Purushottama. And when we know Purushottama, then we get the Uttamagati. Then we get liberation from material existence. So by thus, focusing on the, not the form, but the content and the purpose, we'll see that there is ultimate commonality. In content, in bhakti, we focus directly on Bhagavan and we try to devote our heart and life to Bhagavan. In Sankhya, also, Sankhya, we start from matter and we analyze matter and then we look for something beyond matter and then we come to Purusha and then we understand that this Purusha is also not supreme. There has to be some higher principle. And then we come to Purusha Uttama. And thus, also, we surrender to the Purushottama. And when we surrender to the Purushottama, when we devote ourselves to the Purushottama, then we become liberated. Nasabhuyo vijayate. That we do not take birth in this world. So, now what does it mean to understand this to understand Prakriti Purusha and Purushottama, if we look at what has been talked in the previous verses, first it was said that actually whatever changes happen in this Purusha, that 13 point in Prakriti, they happen because of material nature. Vikaramshi gunamshi viddhi prakriti sambhavan. And we get entangled in this, that was said in 21 and 22, because of our desire to enjoy. And there is another supreme, there is another Purusha who is transcendental, Purusha Paraha. And he is not entangled. So when we understand that our position also is to be disentangled, and then we strive for disentanglement, then this knowledge will act as the foundation for us to take off, it will act as a launching pad for us to move into the journey towards liberation. And how we can move towards liberation, Krishna will talk in the next verse. Thank you.